So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael lo tiyales ha'ibedes kechavim, mnei she'meyeledes ben la'ibedes kechavim. A Jewish woman may not be the midwife for an idolatrous because she causes the birth of a child who will worship avodah zarah. However, aval avodah kechavim meyeledes bas Yisrael, an idolatrous may be the midwife for a Jewish woman. And the Brice elaborates that the second ruling of the Mishnah is actually machloikis. Her mayor holds avodah kechavim lo tiyales bas Yisrael, mnei she'chashudin ashvichas dam. An idolatrous may not be the midwife for a Jewess because she's suspected of killing the child. While the Chum hold, it depends. Bizman she'acheris imdis al gaba meyeledes is bas Yisrael. Beino la beino lo tiyaldes bas Yisrael. When others are present, the idolatrous may be a midwife for a Jewess and there's no concern for shvichas dam because she's afraid of being caught. However, when others are not present, the idolatrous may not be a midwife because there's concern for shvichas dam since she's not afraid of being caught. While Remeir holds, afil acheris emdes al gabon nami leitial es bas Yisrael, because the zimnin demanchele yoda aputa v'kot lalei v'loi mischazi. The idolatrous might press her hand on the child's forehead and kill him without anyone realizing. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, bas Yisrael leitenik binash l'avidus kechavim. A Jewess may not nurse a child of an akum because she megadel es ben l'avidus kechavim. However, aval avidus kechavim manike binash shel Yisrael b'shusa. An idolatrous may nurse a Jewish child in its mother's home. And here too, there's a machlekes. Remeir holds, Avedis kechavim leitinig is b'no shabbas Yisrael b'mnei shechashud ha-shvichas dam. An idolatrous may not nurse a Jewish child even in its mother's home, and even acheris emdes al gaba, because the zimnin d'shaifa leisama ledad me'avroi v'katlala. Before she arrives, she might apply poison to her breast to kill the child. While the chum hold, Avedis kechavim menike is b'no shabbas Yisrael b'zman shechiris emdes al gaba, avaloi b'noi l'bina. An idolatrous may nurse a Jewish child only when others are present, because there's no concern for Shvichas Damim, since she's afraid of being caught. But she may not nurse a Jewish child in private, because there's concern for Shvichas Damim, since she's not afraid of being caught. The Gemara questions the first ruling of the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael l'tiyaldes avidus kechavim. From a price which rules, Yehudis meyaledes avidus kechavim b'schar v'loi b'chinam. A Jewess may be the midwife for an idolatrous only for pay, but not for free. While our Mishnah implies that even b'schar aser, because the Mishnah gives the reason as memnei shemeyaledes ben l'avodas kechavim. Rav Yosef explains b'schar shari mishum eva. The Chum permitted meyaledes for pay because if the Jewess will refuse to do it for pay, it will cause animosity between the Jews and the non-Jews. While our Mishnah refers to b'chinam aser, and there's no concern for eva because, as Rashi explains, the Jewess can claim tzricha ani l'schar mizaynaisai. She does not do this for free because she needs to earn a living. The Gemara proceeds with three other cases where there is no concern for Eva. A Jewess is forbidden to be the midwife for an idolatrous on Shabbos even for pay. And there's no concern for Eva because the Jewess can claim, we're permitted to desecrate the Shabbos in childbirth only for those who keep Shabbos, but not for non-Jews who do not keep Shabbos. Anuki b'schar aser, a Jewess is forbidden to nurse a non-Jewish child even for pay, and there's no concern for Eva, because if the Jewess is not married, she can claim be'ina l'insuve, if I nurse the child, no one will marry me. And if the Jewess is married, she can claim leko mizdahamna ba'ape gavra, if I nurse the child, my husband will find me repulsive. Regarding the halacha of evde kechav meroi behem edaka, loy malin v'loy meridin, if an idolater or a shepherd of small animals who usually steals from the public fell into a pit, a Jew should not actively save them from danger by taking them out of the pit, but one should not actively assist in killing them by throwing them into a pit. Here too, a suki b'schar aser, a Jew may not save them from the pit even for pay. And there's no concern for Eva because the Jew can claim, koi b'ri ha'igra, I cannot save you because my son is on the rooftop and it's more important for me to save his life than earn the pay. Or the Jew can claim, Nikita li zimna lebedoya, I cannot save you because I have an appointment with an official, and if I don't show up, my loss will be greater than your pay. The Gemara elaborates on this halacha of ho'ivde kichavim v'roi behem edaka le'malam le'meridin. Rebbe Avoh related the following brisa before Rabbi Yechanan. Aval aminin v'hamaseiris v'hamamarin ho'y meridim le'malam. One must actively assist in killing heretics, informers, or renegades, and certainly one should not actively save them from danger. Rabbi Yechanan responded that Sami Mekan Mumer. We must remove Mumer from the list of those that are Meridin, because regarding Hashavas Avedi, we derive from the Pasuk L'chol Avedi Sechicha, L'chol L'Rabbi Sesam Mumer. The word L'chol comes to include that one is obligated to return the item and certainly save the life of even a renegade, and certainly below Meridin, one should not assist in killing him. The Gemara proceeds with a Machlikas Ravacha Ravina regarding Mumer. One says L'te Avain Mumer. One who intentionally violates transgressions merely for his own benefit, such as to save money, is considered a mumer, and therefore a meridin. However, lahaches min hava, one who intentionally violates transgressions to rebel against the Torah, is considered a min and therefore may read it. While the other says, afil lahaches nami mumer, even one who intentionally violates transgressions to rebel against the Torah, is considered only a mumer and therefore ain may read it. Elei zehu min, zehu eved elili kechavim. And only one who worships Avodah Zarah is considered a min and may read it. The Gemara now elaborates on the halacha minin v'amesayris ho yimayridim v'loy malon. The Gemara asks, hashtah chusim machtinan asukim yibayi? If we're obligated to assist in killing them, then it's self-understood that one should not save them from danger. The Gemara offers three examples in which v'loy malon means ein manichin lalois. One must prevent them from saving themselves. Shem hoisim mala babar megara. If the min fell into a pit and there were steps in the pit, one must remove the steps. And there's no concern for Eva because he can claim, Loi teches chiyusa alavei. I don't want my animals to walk into the pit. Shemaisa evin al pi'a be'er mechasa. If there was a stone near the opening of the pit, one must cover the pit with the stone. And there's no concern for Eva because he can claim, Lavuri chevasa ilavei. I need to lead my animals over the pit. If there was a ladder inside the pit, one must remove the ladder. And there's no concern for Eva because he can claim, I need the ladder to take my son down from the roof.